Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning, a pilot questioned over the disappearance of two campers in Victoria's High Country. Jetstar confirms he's been stood down. Calls for reform as a man accused of rape walks free on bail in Sydney. Crossbencher Jackie Lambie accuses One Nation of leaking her private phone number. Board a backflip. The Queensland Premier says travellers to the Sunshine State no longer have to fork out for a COVID test. And wet summer, a La Nina event declared for Australia's east coast.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Detectives in Victoria are interviewing a man over the disappearance of two campers in the state's High Country. 55-year-old airline pilot Gregory Lynn remains in custody this morning while his Nissan Patrol undergoes forensic testing. Russell Hill and Carol Clay haven't been seen or heard from since March last year. Their loved ones are hoping to finally get some closure.
Because it's been such a mystery, it's just been a bit unfathomable. There's no sense that there's a reason for this.
Jetstar has confirmed it stood down Mr. Lynn as police investigate. There's community outrage and demands for an overhaul of bail laws after a man accused of raping a woman was allowed back on Sydney's streets. The woman was rescued by four brothers who heard her screams and chased the accused down, making a citizen's arrest. Yesterday, 35-year-old Jason Williams was freed on bail.
Unfortunately, police are just used to this. We saw it last month with Mustafa Balush, where police had made sure that the community had every right to feel protected, and the court said otherwise.
Williams faces court in January. Independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says she will have to change her mobile phone number, claiming it's been leaked to the public. Addressing the Senate, Ms. Lambie accused One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts of leaking her number on his social media.
Since then, I've received any number of nasty, abusive and threatening phone calls and messages. I may have to change my phone number. I give my phone number to veterans whose mental health is not so good.
Senator Roberts denies the claim. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us with more on this. Taylor, this comes after Senator Lambie opposed a One Nation bill to overturn vaccine mandates.
Yeah, that's right, Jodie. Good morning. And it is an issue that is dominating the final sitting fortnight of federal parliament. Ms. Lambie said she received an avalanche of abuse from strangers following her blistering attack on One Nation, who claimed vaccine mandates were allowing discrimination. But Jackie Lambie wasn't done, also slamming Scott Morrison and the government for not delivering on an election commitment to set up a federal anti-corruption commission.
Australian people are looking at you. They're sick of your lies. They're sick of you not putting up. They're sick of you not delivering.
There was chaos in the lower house as well, with incoming Speaker Andrew Wallace sitting back as the chamber descended into chaos. The government pushing the envelope, ending up in stitches, in hysterical laughter, as Labor tried to up their attack on Question Time, but was left fighting to be heard. Jodie?
OK, Taylor Aiken, thank you. Travellers heading to Queensland, once borders reopen, won't have to pay for a COVID test to enter. The Federal Health Minister says PCR swabs can be accessed for free at mass testing clinics, and proof in the form of a text is good enough. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk claimed it as a win, saying it eliminates the need for a certificate from a pathology lab and people don't have to fork out $150. Greg Hunt says that's been the case for a year and a half. Face masks could still be mandatory in New South Wales after December 15. There are reports this morning health officials are pushing for masks to stay on in some settings, even after the state hits 95% fully vaccinated. However, Premier Dominic Perrottet on Sunday said he was weighing up an early easing of restrictions, including ditching masks before reaching that vaccine target. Lawyers for William Tyrrell's foster parents have secured extra time for the couple to decide how they'll plead to the alleged common assault of a different child in Sydney. The case was adjourned in court yesterday. A magistrate ruled details of the case can't be reported because it's not related to William Tyrrell and therefore does not aid the public interest. A major change to consent laws has been given the green light by the New South Wales Parliament. Under affirmative consent legislation, a person has to do or say something to find out whether another person consents to sex to reasonably believe that they agreed. The change is being hailed a big win for survivors of sexual abuse and assault. Australians lose millions of dollars every year to scams, and with more of us working from home, internet and phone fraud is on the rise. It's seen unwanted services ordered on customers' accounts, expensive international calls made, and mobile numbers transferred without consent. Telcos have blocked 55 million scam calls since December last year. A Perth father has died from mesothelioma aged just 45, and he didn't even know that he'd been exposed to asbestos. The only symptom Colin Clark had was shortness of breath. His wife is speaking out, hoping his story can help save lives.
He was a young, fit, healthy man that was training for the Rottnest Swim. Probably someone, somewhere, at some time, took a decision to cut a corner, cut a cost, not do the right thing. And we paid the price for that.
The cancer took his life in just 3 years. WA has the highest rate of mesothelioma in the world. An obsession with pornography led a teenager to stab and kill a Scientologist at their Sydney headquarters 3 years ago. The boy, who can't be named, will remain in a mental health facility after a judge found he was not criminally responsible.
Too young to be identified and too troubled to know right from wrong. The stabber was just 16 when he killed one man and injured another at the Scientology headquarters in Chatswood in 2019. He'd travelled there with his mother from Taiwan and was kicked out of class because he did not agree with their beliefs. He became enraged when church members asked his mother to remove pornography from his MP3 player. "You deleted my data, didn't you?" he screamed at his mother. "I'll give you 10 seconds to recover it." The court heard he struck his mother on the head with a closed fist. He hit her another 8 times, grabbed her by the throat and kicked her legs. And armed with a knife, he returned to the headquarters demanding the files be restored. A security guard was slashed while Scientology member Chi Jen Ye was stabbed in the neck and died. The court heard he'd suffered delusions and hallucinations. His mental illness would have impacted on his capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness of his actions, the judge said. He was not aware of the nature and quality of his act. Because he was found not criminally responsible for his actions, the now 19-year-old will be held at a treatment facility. Once he's deemed fit to be released by the Mental Health Tribunal, it's likely he'll be deported back to Taiwan. Leonie Ryan, 7 News.
A nasal spray could be the answer for severely depressed people who've found traditional antidepressant medication isn't working for them. It's just been approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
Antidepressants are the go-to treatment for severe depression, but in a third of sufferers, oral medication doesn't work.
It affects every aspect of their life, their work, their family life, and they really are looking for something to help them.
Now a nasal spray could be the answer, promising to change the game for those cases previously labelled treatment resistant.
It is the first treatment in mental health that we've had in this sort of formulation.
The therapy is prescription only. A derivative of ketamine is sprayed into the nose, then absorbed into the bloodstream.
In the brain, it works on a transmitter called glutamate that we've not targeted before in depression, and that seems to be helpful for a significant number of people.
But Beyond Blue warns it's not a cure-all and may not be for everyone.
This one requires medical supervision, quite a lot of intense side effects, and needs to be really managed by specialists.
Before the pandemic, 1 million Australians suffered from depression in any given year, but now that's predicted to be even higher. Beyond Blue says there's been an increase in the number of people reaching out for help.
Medications are only one part of a treatment approach, which includes psychological treatments, healthy lifestyles, turning down the volume on stress and really looking after yourself.
Sonia Marinelli, 7 News.
Wimbledon champ and world number one Ash Barty has capped off a stellar year with another bit of silverware. She's announced her engagement to partner Gary Kisik. 25-year-old Ash posted the good news on Instagram last night with the caption, "Future husband." The couple melted hearts in July at Wimbledon when Barty clambered into the grandstand for a kiss and a hug post-win. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading down this morning. The Nasdaq is lower. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords gained, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,784 an ounce. Oil is $78 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 72.25 US cents, 83 Japanese yen and $1.04 New Zealand. Hundreds of people have attended a candlelit vigil in Wisconsin to honour those killed when a car rammed into a Christmas parade. Locals in Waukesha gathered to mourn the five people who died when a man drove his SUV at speed, ploughing through the parade. 48 others were injured in the attack, including six children who remain in hospital in a critical condition. A bus has exploded in a fiery crash, killing 46 people, including a dozen children, near Bulgaria's capital Sofia. The bus appeared to hit a highway guardrail in the early hours of the morning and burst into flames. Seven survivors who leapt clear of the burning wreckage are in hospital. Authorities on La Palma have ordered residents of three coastal towns to stay indoors after a fresh stream of lava from the island's volcano poured into the ocean. Thick clouds of potentially toxic gas were released into the air as the hot molten rock slid into the ocean. The volcano began erupting more than 2 months ago. So far, it's destroyed more than 2,500 buildings. At least 24 ships are stuck in Arctic sea ice off the coast of Russia after an unexpected early freeze. In recent years, the sea route through the polar circle has stayed open for longer due to warmer weather. But this year, a 30-centimetre thick ice layer had already formed. Some of the ships could be stranded for up to a week as they wait for icebreakers to reach them. NASA is about to undertake a bold new mission to prevent a future Armageddon by deliberately slamming a missile into an asteroid. Let's go live to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney. Good morning, Ash. It's like a real-life version of a Hollywood blockbuster.
Sure is, isn't it, Jody? This sounds like science fiction, but it is real life and it is an unprecedented test for NASA. The DART mission, it stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Essentially, this is NASA's first test of a planetary defence system. They'll be targeting these two asteroids and looking to hit the smaller one, about the size of a football, at 24,000 kilometres an hour to knock it off course.
It's an intentional crash of a spacecraft into a rock. And of course, what we're trying to learn is how to deflect a threat that would come in.
This launch is happening at 10:30 tonight local time here in California. We can rest easy. There is no threat to Earth right now. This is, I guess you could call it, target practice for NASA. Jody?
That is a relief. Thanks, Ash. There's been a baby boom on the Great Barrier Reef. Last night, billions of coral babies of all different species were born off the coast of Cairns. A team of six divers captured the magic, calling it a symbol of regeneration and hope after a tough year.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
To sport now, and the Tim Payne situation is getting messier by the day for Cricket Australia. Cricket Tasmania slammed them for their handling of Payne's resignation as Test captain, releasing a statement saying the treatment afforded to the Australian Test captain by Cricket Australia has been appalling and the worst since Bill Laurie over 50 years ago. National selector George Bailey says he's too close to Payne to be involved in selection. South Australia and Queensland's Sheffield Shield clash is under doubt after play was ended early on day one over concerns with the wicket. Test star Manus Labuschagne was struck multiple times at Karen Rolton Oval in Adelaide as the pitch played tricks with the batsman. He complained to the umpires and the decision was made to call off the day with the Bulls 1-87. The next generation of footballers will find their new homes in tonight's AFL draft. Jason Horne-Francis is expected to be picked up with North Melbourne as the number one pick. He'll be the first South Australian taken at number one since Bryce Gibbs in 2006. The pair played together at South Adelaide this year.
Yeah, I've put in a lot of hard work to get to where I am now, and to be recognised as the best player in the draft would be, awesome and a great privilege.
Collingwood will take Nick Dacos, the son of club legend Peter Dacos, in the first handful of picks under the father-son rule. Shane Van Gisbergen can count the man who may soon be Formula One world champion among his many well-wishers after clinching his second supercars title at the weekend. Red Bull's motorsport tentacles clearly spread to all corners.
You're a great guy. You're quick in real life and on the simulator. You save fuel like no one else. Anyway, mate, you know, you really dominated it and I'm really happy for you and I hope you really enjoy it. Well done.
Van Gisbergen's now preparing for Bathurst next week. Verstappen for the final two races of the F1 season. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs will merge, deepen and gain moisture, leading to widespread rain and storms in the Northern Territory, South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. Rain and storms will be intense in some inland areas, leading to flooding. A high will clear much of Western Australia's south and west. Warm easterly winds should affect the west. Around the capitals today, showers in Brisbane, heading for a top of 26 degrees. Showers increasing, 26 also the top in Sydney. Showers in Canberra heading for 22. Humid with showers in Melbourne, a top of 24. A shower or two, tops of 22 in Hobart. Showers in Adelaide, 24 degrees. Sunny in Perth, heading for a top of 29. And partly cloudy in Darwin, heading for the usual sort of top of 35 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 24th of November, 2021.